am I that the bright and morning star care to light the way for my ever-wondering heart? It's not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. It's not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling, and you told me who I am. I am yours. Who am I that the eyes that see my sin would look on me with love and help me rise again? Who am I that the voice that calms the sea would call out through the rain and calm the storm in me? It's not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. It's not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling, and you told me who I am. I am yours. I am yours. If you save, save my own. John chapter 4, stand with me if you will, and we'll read our text together. Boy, I'm glad I'm in the house of the Lord this morning, and this is a good place to be. If you got burdens and cares, you're in a good place, and we believe this is a good place for the Lord to help you bear all your burdens. If you're here today and you're lost, you're in a real good place to get saved. By the grace of God, and we're glad you're here. You passed a lot of churches to get to this place this morning, and we don't take it lightly that you're here. And if you're here for the first time, maybe you're here as somebody who keeps coming back. We're glad that you're here this morning. We always like first-time visitors, but second and third and fourth and ongoing visitors amaze us. Amen. And so we're glad you're here. John chapter 4, let's begin reading in verse 1, familiar passage. I'm not going to give you nothing deep or new today, just the old gospel message. And we're praying the Lord to be in the house and convict sinners and folk to get saved. Good to see Ruth here this morning. Ruth got saved last Sunday morning. We're still rejoicing over that and excited about that. And good to see Amanda back in the house of the Lord this morning. Got saved last Sunday morning. And this just, amen. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And that's our message today. Verse 1, John 4, when therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard, at Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples. He left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou being a Jew askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof, himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. A woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, Go, call thy husband and come hither. A woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband, and that saidst thou truly. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is a place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah is cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. Verse 27 down through verse 30 we'll use for our thought. The Bible said, And upon this came his disciples in marvel. And he talked with the woman, yet no man said, What seekest thou? Why talkest thou with her? A woman then left her water pot. The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men, Come, see a man which told me all things whatever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. I'm interested in verse number 28. The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men, Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? I want to preach on this thought. If the Lord will help me for just a moment, I'll not be long this morning. But I want to preach a message this morning, this familiar passage on leaving different than you came. Leaving different than you came. Father, I want to thank you this morning. And Lord, you've let us come to the house of God. You've let us pray this morning. You have let us feel the touch of God. You've let us, Lord, see folk worship in your name. Father, we give you the glory for everything that's been done thus far in this service. And yet, Father, we know there's still much to be done. There are sinners that are in the building today. God, I pray the convicting power of the presence of God would fall upon them. Lord, there's some here this morning we've been praying for it that you've been dealing with. And Lord, they have not come to the end of their road. They've not yet submitted and humbled themselves to obey the gospel. Father, I pray this morning that today, Lord, even now in this time would be, Lord, their day of salvation, that God, you'd speak again, that you'd convict them again, that, Lord, you'd move again. And, Lord, this morning I pray the Word of God would be the power of God, the salvation. Lord, for them, help us, Lord, to preach, Lord, the way you'd have us to preach. And, God, make us, Lord, alive, make the Word alive, give us spirit. And Lord, wisdom from heaven as we declare the Word of God and all that you do. Lord, we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You can be seated. The Lord's ministry is now
begun to be in full swing. He's been doing some great things. He's been preaching some mighty messages. He's been changing lives. And in the middle of it all, there's an uproar about the ministry of the Lord, and that, according to verse number 1, the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John. And so in the midst of the uproar, the Lord kind of fades into the background, and he begins to go on this little journey. And the Bible said in verse 3, left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And in the midst of this journey, the Lord, the Bible said that he must needs go through Samaria. I want to say this morning on the onset of this passage of Scripture and the message today, and it was no accident that the Lord found himself by the well that Jacob had dug there in Samaria. He was there on purpose. He was there on a mission. He was there as he was the Savior and the Lord of all to change lives. I'm glad he was willing to leave the crowds to go meet one little old woman, an old Samaritan, an old half-breed, an old reject, and he might do something for this woman in this passage. We will study this morning for just a moment. This woman comes to the well. I see in my mind, and as I read this, we've got to understand and why the Lord is heading my friend into Galilee and is upon his way to Samaria. As he sits down at the well there, there's an old woman getting up out of the city of Sychar, and she gets her water pot like she has every other morning. Amen. She's got dirt on her. She's thirsty. And my friend, she's got a lot of emptiness and a lot of brokenness, a lot of regret. She's got a lot of baggage in her leg. And my friend, she begins making that journey and traveling that same path. And she's been traveling day after day after day for many years now. And my friend, she gets there and she's about to meet a man and is absolutely going to change her leg. And she gets there, she gets in this conversation, and that is what we'll preach on today. My friend, at the end of it all, the Bible said that the woman left her water pot and she went back down to the city of Sychar and began to cry aloud, "Come see a man. It's told me all things whatsoever I did. Is not this the Christ?" The fact that she left her water pot means, my friend, she found something that satisfied her on the inside. The fact that she went back speaking and testifying of the goodness of the one that she had just met indicates this woman's life had been changed. My friend, that crowd had seen a woman go out, an old sinful Samaritan, a wicked woman, a woman with a bad reputation. My friend, when she came back into town from being at the well, she came back different, and the woman they seen leave town that morning. Amen. You see, she went to the well and she left different than she came. And I say today, we find in this passage of Scripture a good testimony of what the Lord does for sinners. I'm glad the Lord, amen, knows how to send people, amen, away different than they came. You may have got up this morning and you, amen, at your house, rolled out the bed, put your clothes on, amen, headed out on land the same way you've always lived. And my friend, filled with regret, filled with baggage, filled with, amen, pain, filled with hurt, filled with regret. But can I say today, amen, you've come down to the well, the house of God, and you can leave different than you came. I'm glad today for the day that the Lord stopped by my way and must needs come by my way and had a conversation with me and taught me some things about myself and taught me some things about the God of glory and taught me some things about Him. Amen. And I went away different and changed by the grace of God. And I say today, that is the purpose for which the Lord came into this world. As I've already quoted, the Apostle Paul said, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation." That is, Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl that ought to accept this truth today, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. I'm glad, Brother A.L., that's his business, that's his job, that's his ministry today, amen, is to be the mediator, the Savior, and the Lord, my friend, of every sinner that had to come by faith to God, that my friend can be saved, and you can leave different than you came. You say you believe that people change when they get saved. I believe they change. I believe the Lord makes a difference. Amen. Amen. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, or 2 Corinthians 5, rather, and my friend, all that be in Christ said, are new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Amen. You, my friend, are deceived today. I think you can still drink your beer and still run around and whore around and whoremonger around. And my friend claimed to be saying God makes a difference in the lives of those that come to Christ for salvation. You can leave different than you came today. You may come in thinking you're good and trying to convince everybody else. Can I say this woman learned some things, amen, and accepted some things that Christ said and sent her away, my friend, different than the woman that showed up at the well. Can you see her traveling down that path? I imagine maybe she's talking to herself, Kathy, going down that path to Jacob's well, and maybe she's thinking in her heart, surely there's more to life than this. Surely there's more. And there's got to be joy somewhere in life. Surely in life there's something that'll give me the meaning and the reason for life. Amen. But I'm glad up at the, amen, up at the end of the road, the Lord was waiting. Yeah? And the Lord was there to send her away different than she came. What did the Lord deal with her about? Three things, and I'll be done today. Some things that sent her away different. You see, Jesus, number one, amen, allowed her to learn something about emptiness. Amen. The Lord gets there. Here this woman shows up, and the Lord's sitting there by the well, and this woman walks up getting ready to go through the motions of her day like she always had. Amen. Jerry, the Lord said, hey, woman, amen, give me the drink. And she turned and looked and said, and this is a full-blooded Jew that is speaking to her. And she says, hey, oh, what in the world is a Jew like you doing speaking an old Samaritan like me? Don't you know we're not supposed to have anything to do with each other? And Jesus looked at her and said, woman, hey, man, if you knew, if you only knew who is asking you to give a drink to him, you would have asked him to give you a drink. And he would have given you of the wells of living water that should have never thirsted anymore. You know what the Lord's teaching her? That she's empty on the inside. And amen, every day of her life, she's got to get up thirsty. She gets up empty. Her water pot, which represents her life, amen, is as empty today as it was yesterday. She could spend it filling it up with the things of this world and the things of this life. Jesus said, I'm telling you, if you ever get a hold of the well of everlasting life, the wells of living water, it'll quench the emptiness that's on the inside. There's no telling who's here today. Amen. You've come in and your water pot is empty. It's as empty today as it was last week. Amen. You've not found the reason for living. And your life is filled with things and filled with money and filled with reputation. Today it's as empty as it's ever been. And I say that's evidence that you need to leave different than you came. I'm glad to report today there is a well of salvation that springs up, amen, through the Savior today, amen. And if you'll come to him and you'll ask him to give you a drink, amen, what did he say in verse 10? Amen. He said, if thou knewest the gift of God, amen, you ain't got to earn it, you ain't got to labor for it, you ain't got to work for it. I'm glad today it is the gift of God, the grace of Almighty God, and fill the emptiness of your life. Why, you've tried everything else. You've tried your booze. Amen. You've tried your dope. You've tried, amen, you're shacking up. You've tried, my friend, of living it up. You've tried to fill it with party set. You've tried to fill it with all sorts of worldly pleasure. And can I say today, it's about time you turn to the Lord and understand this world will leave you empty and leave you dry and leave you thirsty and leave you coming back tomorrow for more. Thank God, September the 14th, 1996. Amen. What religion couldn't do, what the world couldn't do, what the flesh couldn't do, I found in Jesus Christ something that filled the longing of my soul. Amen. He'll take the old dough pad and all his emptiness, needle marks up and down his arms and joints in his lips. Amen. And my friend, he'll fill him up where he won't want to drink anymore. He won't need dope anymore. He won't need sin anymore. Thank God, he's teaching her something about her emptiness. There's people here today, you're trying to use religion to fill up your life. Can I say, amen, and I know something about this because all I ever grew up, I was like, and Sister Kim was testifying a moment ago, had good parents that kept me out of sin, and my friend trying to keep me away and sheltered from the world as much as is possible, and I thank God for that. And I fell into the realm of trying to be religious, but I remember Brother Gerald sitting on the front row, and I remember coming in with the King James Bible in my hand. I remember singing in the choir, teaching Sunday school class, going out on soul winning, and yet my friend is empty, and my friend as could be on the inside. You see, it ain't religion, it ain't the world, it ain't sin, it ain't dope, it ain't booze, it ain't sex, it ain't the worldly pleasures, my friend. Only Jesus can feel the emptiness on the inside. He's teaching her, if you want to get to the place where you're not so empty. My friend, she listened to the Lord that day, and she said, listen to what she said. Amen. The Bible said, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater? Listen to this. Art thou greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? And I say today, he is greater than Jacob. Jacob went out and labored, amen, and spent the time of digging a well and watered and gave water for himself and his family and his cattle. But thank God, my friend, Jesus came and he can give the entire empty human race a drink of living water. And Jesus said to the woman, Jesus said in verse 13, whosoever drinking this water shall thirst again. Hey woman, ain't you tired of being empty? Ain't you tired of coming back? Amen. Day after day after day. Ain't you tired of getting up empty and thirsty in life? He said, and whosoever drinking the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Amen. I'm glad I got it on the inside. Amen. It ain't Aquafina and Dasonic and Deer Park that quenches my thirst today. Oh yeah, physically I'm still thirsty some days, but on the inside there's a well, amen, that springs up and flows from the right hand of the throne of God and waters my soul, amen, and is filled the emptiness of my life. Amen. He's teaching her something about emptiness. You remember when you came to the Lord, how empty you were. Amen. Some folk get nervous when Sissy goes to, amen, a praising the Lord. Can I say, if you just knew where she come from, amen, and how empty her life was, it, how bad that it really was. And I say, it don't make me nervous at all, amen, to hear somebody praise the Lord and to magnify Him there when you know where they've been. Amen. When you know something about their testimony, the emptiness they had on the inside, and that the Lord filled it up and the Lord quenched their thirst. Amen. What once was empty is now full and running over. Amen. I'm glad Jesus knows how to fill the emptiness. You can fill it up with cars and hunting and bigger trucks, bigger bank accounts, better jobs, My friend, at the end of the day, the biggest millionaire in Newport, amen, Tennessee today, amen, if he's never been saved by the grace of God, he can't make enough millions of dollars to fill up what's a mission on the inside. You can't buy it down at the Walmart. You can't get it down at the mall. You can't run to Knoxville and get it. Are you listening? Amen, it's something that comes from the Savior, from Jesus Christ. He's the only one who can fill the emptiness. He deals with, and she learned something about emptiness. Number two, Jesus, my friend, amen, this woman says, hey, you got my interest now, give me a drink. Amen, you remember when you got getting around where the Lord was at, amen, and you felt the emptiness and you started getting thirsty for what He could do. Hallelujah. I remember the day I started getting over who my daddy was. Started getting over who my preaching grandpa was. And I got thirsty and realized how empty I was and said, oh Lord, I need a drink. Amen. Amen. Give me a drink of the water. Amen. And Jesus said, all right, you want a drink of this? We got to teach you something else. He said, go call your husband and come hither. You say, that's an odd question. Why wouldn't the Lord just give her the water? Because she's got to learn something about sin. Amen. He said, go get your husband. She said, I ain't got no husband. Jesus said, boy, you are speaking the truth if ever you have, because you ain't got a husband. What did he say? He said, you've had five of them. The man you're with now ain't even your husband. In other words, my friend, her life, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband, and thou saidst thou truly. What's the Lord doing? The Lord wants her to learn something about sin. And I say, till you realize just how big a sinner you are, you won't leave different than you came. Too many people's trying to justify themselves. And our generation, my friend, has very masterfully, amen, come up with ways of making sin not as bad as the Bible says it really is. Amen, the Bible calls it drunkenness, but we call it alcoholism. Our society says, they just got an ism. They got some character flaw in their life. No, listen, it is absolute sin is the problem with the human race. Jesus said, you're exactly right. You're filled with sin. Your life's been lived in sin. You're shacking up. You're in sin. You've said true. And at this moment, this woman could begin to justify, Kathy could have begun to justify what she was and why her life was the way it was and why it was as bad as it was. She could have blamed it on her daddy. She could have blamed it on her mama. She could have blamed it on her circumstance. She could have blamed it on even being a Samaritan. This woman doesn't justify any. She looks at the Lord and said, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. You know what she's doing in that moment of time? But Danny, she is admitting everything the Lord has identified as sin in her life. She's not arguing. She's not trying to impress the Lord. Brother Mark, she's not trying to convince Him that she's any better than what He's described her to be. And I say that's when sinners leave different than they came, is when they quit trying to convince the Lord that they're not what the Lord said that they were. Hey, the Bible said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible said there's none righteous, no, not one. And until you humble down and say, God, you're right, and I am everything you said I am, you'll never leave different than you came. Amen. Too many people in our generation there are trying to justify. Well, I ain't as bad as that preacher makes me out. Hey, you smoke your dope, drink your beer, you're as wicked and hell-bound as anybody in town is. You might as well say, man, our generation, we're raising a young generation, thinks, well, I'm young, I'll sow my wild oats, and I'll go run around and go have parties up in the mountains and drink my booze and tell my dirty jokes. Hey, friend, it's sin, it's sin, it's sin. Amen. And until you humble down and admit, amen, what the Bible and God says you are, you ain't going to leave different than you came. None righteous, no, not one. The Bible said in Romans 3, quoting Psalm 14, we've been dealing with it lately, that the Bible said there's none that understandeth, there's none that seeketh after God. Why? Because man is so filled with sin. It ain't popular. Amen. And in human eyes, we got all these organizations today that men belong to that do great things and great deeds. You can join this club and that club and this organization. Amen. And they'll build hospitals and orphanages. Amen. Friend, do a lot of good deeds and good things. I'm not criticizing that. But until a man or a woman, boy or girl, realizes how depraved they are on the inside, at nothing they can do on the outside over edge. Amen. The wickedness that dwells on the inside of them. I friend, till you admit and learn what God has said about your sin, you'll never leave different than you came. You can throw a drowning man a life raft all day long, one of them life savers all day long, Brother Dean, until he knows that he's drowning, until he knows just how bad a shape that he's really in, he'll never reach for it. Are you listening? Religion can't save you from your sin. Jesus today and make the difference in your life. She's got to learn something about emptiness. She's got to learn something about sin, living different, leaving different than you came. Last of all, and I'm done. Somebody say amen. Y'all getting out early today, amen. You'll have to fight the Methodists down at the buffet. She had to learn something about Jesus. She humbles down and says, I'm empty, give me a drink. Jesus said, you're so full of sin. She said, sir, I perceive thou art a prophet. And then she goes trying to get a little bit religious with the Lord, and she says, our fathers have worshipped in this very mountain, and you say Jerusalem is the place that you ought to worship at. What she's trying to do is to get a little bit religious with the Lord. The Lord says, oh woman, if you only knew who I was. If you only knew that the Father today is seeking people to truly worship Him, not out of tradition and not out of habit, but somebody that'll truly worship the Lord in spirit and in truth and worship Him from the heart because they have a relationship with His Son. And this woman said, oh, sir, I know that Messiah is coming. And when He comes, He's going to speak everything we need to know. And Jesus looked at her and said, I that speaketh unto thee am He. You know what He just told that woman? I'm the one you've been looking for. I'm the one the prophets told you is coming. All the emptiness of your life, all the sin of your life, all the issues you have in life, I'm the one that the prophets told you had changed your life. And can I say today, there's still our message in 2014. Amen. Is that it's Jesus. It's Jesus and Jesus alone. Amen. Jesus is the only one that can cause you to leave different than you came. Amen. It ain't this preacher, somebody. Amen. I've had people that would come through our church, my first church and the pastor over in North Carolina, and they'd get stirred up maybe in the motions of a service. And I don't have all the answers to all how to deal with folk. I try to follow the Lord. And folk would come and show genuine repentance and wanting to trust the Lord, and they come down, call on the Lord, said they get saved, and then they never come back to church. And then you run into them a couple of years later, they still got their long hair, still got their, amen, their marijuana breath, amen, still got the dirty pictures up on the walls, and I've run into them, they say, oh, Brother Jeff, you saved me. I said, well, it must have been me, because it sure wasn't him. Am I right? Because had He saved you, you wouldn't be looking like that. You wouldn't be living like that. You would have left different than you came. You see, it ain't in the power of Jeff today, but it's in the power of Jesus Christ. It changes lives. Paul said, I know in whom I have believed. I know in whom I have believed. I'm not believing in a what. I'm not believing in a thing. It ain't, my friend, some mysterious doctrine that has changed my life. But the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, made the difference and caused me one day to leave different than I came. Everybody okay? It's Jesus and Jesus alone. It wasn't Doc Wells. Now, he was the messenger. Amen. But thank God Jesus reached down to Gerald one day and touched his heart and drew him to himself. Jesus is the one that changes lives. Tony Lehman, I've heard Tony's testimony. I've heard Tony tell it. I've heard church members tell it. But Joe, I've heard people that are lost as a ball in high weeds in our community talk about Tony Lehman's testimony. Listen, I remember when he had those store down there. Gambling machines. All sorts of wickedness and sin we wouldn't even dare mention today. And there he is today with the Bible in his lap, praising God, singing in the choir, prayed the glory down, opened up Sunday school this morning. Hey, how do you explain that? It wasn't that friend, Calvary Baptist Tabernacle, that made the difference. Amen. But Jesus came back and met Tony where he was one day and changed his life. It's Jesus. Amen. And I'm not saying today that I think we ought to be. I'm thankful for a good daddy. I'm thankful for a good mama. I'm thankful today for an old preaching grandpa who's in heaven this morning that stayed faithful all the way to the end. I'm thankful for those that God used to get my attention. But at the end of the day, it wasn't grandpa that changed my life. It wasn't daddy that changed my life. It was the Lord Jesus Christ who made the difference. That old woman, the Bible said, she left her water pot. Why? Because she's different than the woman. She got back in town. She said, hey, Gerald, come see a man who changed my life. He's got to be the Savior. He's got to be the one the prophets have been telling about. Amen. Somebody says, well, how do you know? And she says, because I've been made different. What I left with this morning was emptiness, but now I'm full. I left town this morning with sin, but now I'm clean. I left when I'd had five husbands, and the man I was with wasn't my husband. But I'm coming back into town, and Jesus is in my life. Amen. This woman left different than she came. And I say today, you can leave. Last Sunday morning we preached on that old publican over there standing praying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus said, at this man rather than the other, the old Pharisee went home justified. He came down to church, just an old sinner, but he went home saved. Can I say today, this old woman in the well, the Samaritan woman from Sychar came to the well, a sinner, but she's going home saved. Leaving different than you came. Let me ask you a question this morning. Sister Candy's coming to the piano. I want to ask you a question, just simple gospel message this morning. I got a lot of, I could preach deep, I could give us some big grand truth we could shout on. If we can't shout on this, we ain't going to shout on much of anything. Jesus saves is worth shouting about. Can I say today, Jesus does save. Ain't you tired of coming in and going home the same way you came in? You come into church and you go home the same way. Can I say, let me ask you this question. How many this morning, you can testify by uplifted hand right now, preacher, I know I'm saved. There was a day in my life I came in, but I left different than I came. Now, just hold your hand up. Is there anybody that would say, just stand where you are and say, preacher, I regret the day I got saved. I wish I wouldn't have came. I wish I wouldn't have walked down the aisle and gave my life to the Lord. Preacher, I wish I'd have never done that. Anybody want to stand and testify to that? Not one. That old woman at Samaria, she said, hey, come see a man. Can I say today, those of us with our hand in the air want you to know, come see a man. Come see a man who caused us to be different, who filled the emptiness, who took away the dirty sin out of our life. Come see a man who walks with us and dwells on the inside, who has changed and saved our life forever. We're standing all over the sanctuary. Father, we want to thank You this morning for the gospel. We still believe it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Father, this morning we've just tried to give a simple message to sinners that are here today. Lord, there's some we prayed for by name even this morning on several occasions. Father, I pray this morning that You would arrest their attention. Lord, I pray this morning that they'd get tired of the emptiness. I pray today, Father, that, Lord, they'd get sick of the sin. Father, I pray today they'd see the Savior high and lifted up, the only one that can change their life. Father, Lord, they need it today. Father, You said in Your word, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, today is the day of salvation. Lord, I beg You this morning, would You please work and move and, Lord, draw sinners to Yourself. We've preached the word. We give, Lord, what You said to give. Lord, we're trusting You'll finish Your work this morning. In Jesus' name. Everyone's standing. No one's looking around this morning. I want to ask you today, is there one anywhere? Say, preacher, I want you to pray for me. I'm not saved. I'm empty. I still carry around a load of sin. And Jesus is not yet my Savior. I've not come to Him. Preacher, would you please pray? Listen, we're not trying to trick you this morning. We ain't going to come drag you down this aisle. God bless you, ma'am. There's one. Would there be another? Preacher, I'm not saved. Would you just uplift your hand where you stand or where you sit this morning? Preacher, I need you to pray for me. Is there one anywhere? Is there another anywhere this morning? I've never been saved. My life's never been changed. I come in and I leave the same way. I leave the same way. Preacher, I want to leave different than I came in today. Please pray for me. Is there another? Here's what we're going to do. Children of God want you to pray. Maybe you just need to come thank the Lord for the day that He changed your life. That'd be in order this morning. That'd be absolutely in order. That'd be absolutely in order today. Lord, thank You for changing my life. Now, listen, while you're coming, I want to give invitation. Sir and ma'am, you know who you are. Young person, you know who you are. You can leave different than you came. If you'd step out this morning and come to the Lord, if you'd step out today and come to the Lord, I promise you, He said, all that come unto me, I'll no wise cast out. He'll save you today. You can leave different than you came. The emptiness you have on the inside can be filled with the grace of God. The sin of your life can be washed away. You can leave today with Jesus having saved and changed your life. There'll be another this morning, raise your hand. Say, preacher, I'm one this morning. I need something from God. I'm not saved, preacher. I really need you to pray for me. There's been two hands go up, but there'll be another. Preacher, I'm thinking about coming. I want to leave different than I came. Would you step out today? Listen, we can't trick you into this. We ain't trying to trick you into anything. But you're going to have to come this morning. That old Samaritan woman could have said, no, I ain't listening. I ain't accepting what He's taught me about my emptiness and my sin and about Jesus being the Savior. And she'd have went home the same way that she came to the well that day. You say, preacher, what did she do to leave different than she came? She just accepted the truth. Would you come today? Still a praying, she's gonna play one more verse. Won't you come this morning, sinner friend? Won't you come on? We love you, we're praying for you, we're rooting for you to come. We're rooting for you.